riding away there with Hamilton to his right, Norman Whiteside up on the far side of the area. Still Billy Hamilton, he's got past Tendilio. And Armstrong! Northern Ireland have scored through Jerry Armstrong!
Healy's trying to get back onside, so Davis has to delay the pass. Plays it forward to Healy, he's onside! Inside the penalty area! Into the net! David Healy! Into the penalty area, flick there, and the back post it in! By Gareth McCauley! And Northern Ireland take the lead. Gucklin with a cross, Lafferty with a header! 2-0! Kyle Lafferty does it again! 2 goals in 5 minutes!
Oh, brilliant.
Absolutely brilliant!
Well, magic moments for qualifying campaigns past and present there. Currently, Northern Ireland look like we're on the brink of something magical as we battle for the top spot in the table. A win for Michael O'Neill's men against Romania at the weekend would have taken us one step closer to qualification for Euro 2016. But we only managed a goalless draw at Windsor Park.
And that is it. It's finished 0-0. The opportunity to go top has been missed.
Before the game, Michael, we both said, I think everybody said we would settle for a draw, but having seen the performance from Romania, I think we've got to be a little bit disappointed.
Well, Joel Taggart is with us now. Good morning to you, Joel.
Morning, Steve.
Good morning. Who would have predicted that we'd be talking about a top-of-the-table clash? Just how important is this game?
Well, I think John O'Neill summed it up there. Everybody going to the game, I think everybody accepts that it's going to be Romania plus Northern Ireland or Hungary to qualify in the two automatic places. Hungary were unbeaten. They've conceded very, very few goals in this qualifying campaign. So I think everybody went along thinking, well, if we can nick a point, as John O'Neill said, that will be great. The game itself, Stephen, it was horrific. I mean, it was awful. It looked like two teams who were playing in the middle of June out of season. Players didn't have that same sharpness. Bearing that in mind, I think a lot of people left sort of that look on their face. Actually, that was maybe a chance miss. But hey, you know, no damage done, and they're still in a great position.
Well, I've been standing across this quite closely actually, and this is the best chance that we've had in generations,
without a doubt. And it'll actually be a catastrophe if they don't now qualify.
Yeah.
Given the start that they've made, those two away wins, away to Greece and away to Hungary, really give them the firm platform. But the big game, Stephen, is going to come on the 7th of September at home to Hungary. They're away to the Faroe Islands first, but the big game is going to be against Hungary because the group is such now that only three teams can really grab those two qualification places, the automatic places. And would you believe it? The date of that Hungary game will be 10 years exactly to the day since that England game that you played the clip of.
Yeah. It's the European Championships. It would just be brilliant, Joel, wouldn't it?
To
see us there. And all that brings with it.
It would make me as happy as I was at the weekend when a member of your staff sent me a football-related photograph, Stephen.
What was that?
Bloomfield Youth, under 14s, Group 1, Milk Cup,
yes.
1988, ring any bells?
That was me. I loved Bloomfield Youth. I was a goalkeeper.
You're in this photograph.
I am. In fact, I've posted the photograph up on my Twitter and the Nolan Facebook page as well. That was
no
me.
I qualify for the Euros.
I used to
that
love the Milk Cup.
Just about make me happier than seeing this photograph. It's brilliant. I'm going to retweet it right now.
I used to love the Milk Cup. Those were the glory days. Bloomfield Youth. Right, Joel, thank you. You brought some back some... Stop that!
Ah!
That's not funny.
Ah!
I'm away to sack a few people.
Oh.